time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Just fine. Cold this morning.
It's chilly.
It's
going to stay that way.
Chilly weather, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, that too.
Yeah. I think I could find some pot of beans and tomato sauce and stuff somewhere. It's good chilly weather outside. Chilly day. It's not supposed to be very warm at all today. What you see is, or actually what you feel, is what you get today. It's not going to warm up a whole lot from where we are, it doesn't look like.
Yeah.
High around 10.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're at 3 now, so you can do the math. Ooh, we will triple our efforts today, I guess, if you look at it that way. But that would be wonderful if we were starting at like 25, but not the case. 10 degrees is what we look for a high. Chilly, chilly morning out this morning. Kendall Warren is in with us this morning. He'd like to tell us today about W&S Appliance as we get going. Good morning, Kendall.
Good morning, Jim. Got a new 25 cubic foot upright freezer, like new condition. Used a gas range, good condition. Used built-in dishwasher, like new condition. Got a used 55,000 BTU natural gas space heater, works good. Used 20 cubic foot upright freezer, good condition. Matched washer dryer set, got 3 used automatic washers. 3 used electric ranges, one of them practically new. 3 used refrigerators with bottom freezers. 3 side-by-sides, 2 like new. 2 used refrigerators with top freezers. 1 17 cubic foot all refrigerator, works okay. And a used front load washer, and 2 of those to choose from. Lots of new freezers, chest and upright, sizes from 5'2", including 25 cubic foot, and most of those sizes in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Freezer goes bad on you, call W&S, and we'll take care of your problem. Water heaters, gas, and electric, we deliver, install, haul the old heater away, and take care of the service after the sale. Dishwashers, convertible, portable, and built-in, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, LG, and Frigidaire. Some closeouts on some models, and of course, we do install them, deliver them, and of course, take care of the service after the sale. Jim?
Great. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Hey, coming up this Sunday, it's an important day for those folks who like to send things to friends. The postal rates go up this Sunday. Hope you had that marked on your calendar somewhere so you don't accidentally put wrong postage on things, because you know that'll bounce right back at you. But 44 cents, of course, is the standard price for a first-class letter right now if you're going to send any mail, and that's for the first ounce. 44 cents right now. It'll go up to 45 cents starting this Sunday. So I kind of got to thinking. Jack, don't remember. You try to remember back as you were growing up what this, what that, what the other thing. There are little detailed things like that that, you're not too sure about. The little things, little details that get fuzzy over time. I was trying to remember what the postage was when I was growing up. I seem to remember some different rates and things, but you just couldn't remember. Well, when you take a look at the historical list of postage stamp rates, and those are kind of things that we use as benchmarks. If you ever look up, there are different websites. There are cards, greeting cards that you can find that have different types of things from the year you were born. What milk cost, what a gallon of milk cost at that time, what a gallon of gas cost at that time. And often they'll also include what a cost of a postage stamp was at that time. Well, the postage stamp really came into being in 1855, and the original cost of a postage stamp, it kind of varied a little bit. There were some different rates at that time, but the standard, I say 1855, the standard rate kind of was 3 cents. Anything up to 3,000 miles per a half ounce was 3 cents. If it was over 3,000 miles, it was 10 cents, and just drop letters were a penny. All U.S. rates went to 3 cents in 1863. And then we started to have a little bit of juggling of the rates and things, too. After that, initially it was a half-ounce rate. And then in 1885, it went to a one-ounce rate. So everything that was up to 1 ounce in 1885 actually saw the postage rate drop. The first half-ounce prior to that was 3 cents. It went to 2 cents in 1885, so it actually went down a penny at that particular time. And then there was an emergency increase during World War I. In 1917, it went from 2 cents up to 3 cents. And then after World War I, they restored the pre-war rate. In 1919, it went back to 2 cents again. So it went up, down, and up and down again. And then as we move forward, it went to 3 cents in 1932. They bumped it up to 3 cents. And it stayed there for quite a good long time. There were no increases in the rest of the decade of the 30s or the 40s, for that matter. The next increase after 1932 was in 1958, when it jumped from 3 to 4 cents. And then it went up again in 1963. It jumped to 5 cents. So I guess a penny or 5 cents was the cost when I was born. I was born in 63. So 5 cents at that point, and then in 68 it bumped up to 8 cents, and then we started to see some more accelerated increases after that. In the 1970s, there were four different rate increases in the cost of a postage stamp. It went in 1968, it jumped to 6 cents. In 1971, it went to 8 cents, and up to 10 cents in 1974. In 75, it jumped to 13 cents, and by 1978, it had gone up to 15 cents. So we saw a couple of decades in there where there really wasn't much of an increase at all. But then you go from the 1970s, from the beginning to the end. In the decade of the 1970s, a stamp went up 9 cents and more than doubled in price. It went from 6 cents up to 15 cents by the end of the decade. So we saw a pretty good increase there. The 80s were no different. We saw more increases then as well. In 1981, there was the price went to 18 cents for a first-class stamp. And in that same year, 1981, it also jumped to 20 cents, so two increases in 1 year there. In 1985, it went to 22 cents, and in 88, they jumped to 25 cents. So there was another dime increase. It went from 15 to 25 from the beginning of the 80s to the end of the 80s. And then you move forward into the 90s. In 1991, we saw the postage stamp rate go up to 29 cents, and in 95, it went to 32 cents, and in 1999, it jumped to 33 cents. So in the decade of the 90s, we saw it go from 25 to 33, an 8-cent increase over the course of that decade. And then we jumped into the 2000s. It went in January 7th of 2001, the rate jumped to 34 cents. And it stayed that way until 2002. A year later, it went to 37 cents. And then in 2006, to 39 cents. And in 2007, it jumped to 41 cents. And in 2008, went to 42 cents. 2009, we got to the current rate of 44 cents. So we saw an 11-cent increase in the cost of a first-class postage stamp during the first decade in the 2000s. As we went from 33 up to 44, so an 11-cent increase there. It's amazing when you look back at those early days. Like I said, the entire decade of the 40s, not a single increase. In fact, they went quite a long time. It went 26 years from 1932 to 1958 between increases, and at that point it was only going up a penny anyway. The percentage increase, I guess, was pretty high because you went from 3 to 4 cents, but just a penny increase during that time. And now we've seen a dramatic shift in the difference in the cost of postage stamps. And, of course, now it's going to go from 44 up to the 45-cent level coming up this Sunday. Now, the extra ounce will stay the same as well. The cost of a postage stamp for starting on Sunday will be 45 cents. The extra ounce will be 20 cents. So if you send anything that's over an ounce, it's just still going to add 20 cents for each ounce to that letter for the time being. Postcards, though, will go up. The cost of a postcard right now is 29 cents. On Sunday, that'll go up to 32 cents as well. So that number will change. Now, they did start selling a forever stamp. You may well be using those types of things, too. That forever stamp first went on sale on April 12th of 2007, and that sold at 41 cents a piece. These stamps can be used forever. That's why they call them that. They don't have any denomination written on them. They don't have any kind of a dollar figure on there, a cent figure on there. So they can be used forever, and they're still good to mail a first-class letter in the future, even though the rates have gone up. So I guess if you wanted to hedge your bets, you could have gone out and plunked some big money down to buy a lot of stamps at that time and saved a few cents here and there over the course of time. You could still buy the forever stamps. Of course, now they cost you, right now, 44 cents. As of Sunday, they'll cost you 45 cents. So you can do that type of thing if you like and still save yourself a couple of pennies here and there. But that's kind of the history of the cost of the postage stamp over time. Seen a lot of those over time. Had some relatives who are pretty good about saving over the years, saving all kinds of things, from postcards to letters they received and what have you. And it's interesting to go back and look at the denominations on some of those postage stamps over the course of the years. In some cases, the ink on the cancellation stamp that they put on it at the post office has faded over time, so you can't really see a date on it on the envelope, but you can kind of get an idea just by looking at the cost of the stamp at that particular time and look back and see when it was sent. So, yeah, as you look back there, in 1963, it went up to 5 cents. So when I was born, it was 5 cents. Chris, what year? I don't even want to ask what year you were born.
1985.
80-something. 22 cents. 22 nice. Cents stamp at that time. So
it's doubled since then.
Yeah, it's gone. And Kendall,
yeah,
they had postage stamps when you were born, didn't they?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They didn't just walk it across town then? That's not fair. Hey, tell us more about W&S Appliance.
Got Holland gas grills, no flare-up, and a lifetime burn guarantee. Got some of those in stock. Water softeners by Lectry. Made in Iowa. Split tank system or free test of water for harness or a cabinet model. Refrigerators, Whirlpool, Amana, Maintain, KitchenAid, Amana, and LG, and Estate. Got over 60 units in stock, so very good selection of model colors and prices. As usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator. The place, W&S Appliance. Range is gas and electric by Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, and Frigidaire. Full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Full line of freestanding ranges on display. It's Thursday. The pot's on. The peanuts are out. And I'll be there till 8 this evening. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. So don't forget, 45 cents starting on Sunday. Don't be surprised next week if they start ricocheting back at you because you didn't put enough postage on them. 45 cents the rate starting this Sunday, January the 22nd. Something we measure our lives by, the cost of a postage stamp. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.